During recent months, we've heard many dreadful stories involving medical device implants. Now, a major overhaul of the sector is looming, with devices possibly carrying barcodes and smartphone apps enabling patients to lodge complaints. The specialist reporting team's Brooke Wiley reports.
It's being called the biggest shake-up to medical devices by regulators in 30 years. And for patients who have suffered from complications with their medical implant, it's an overhaul that can't come soon enough.
The trauma that you have to go through on a daily basis, trying to find the answer, is unbelievable.
Denny Cameron suffered a hernia while attempting to lift a piece of furniture last year. To fix it, she was implanted with a mesh that she says has dramatically changed her life.
Ever since I've had mesh, my health has been terrible.
She's among thousands of patients who have been calling for an overhaul of how the medical implant industry is regulated following a major investigation by the ABC and International Consortium of Journalists into the sector. Professor John Skerritt heads the Therapeutic Goods Administration.
When TGA approves a medicine, we put up a very extensive, often 100 pages, document of all the data and evidence that we considered before we approve that medicine. We put up absolutely nothing about devices.
The TGA's plan includes greater scrutiny of high-risk implants, broader public consultation, and improvements to the complaints procedures for patients, such as a phone app to register concerns and complications. Tracking medical devices from the manufacturing process right through to implanting them in patients is an idea Professor Skerritt says he has received in principle support for from the government.
The individual device will be able to be tracked through a barcode for its whole life. And so that way we'll actually know what devices have been implanted into what patients when.
Cameron Stewart is a professor of health, law and ethics at Sydney University. He says tracking devices will come with privacy challenges.
Here we'd be sort of passing on information about faulty implants in the same way that we'd be passing on information about problems with drugs or problems with other types of treatments. There are certainly privacy concerns when we're doing that, but they're ones that I think could be dealt with under existing frameworks.
With a federal election looming, the support of the new parliament will be critical before many changes can be implemented. Professor John Skerritt.
It is really up to the government and in many cases the whole parliament to decide whether the framework should be changed and whether there should be additional safeguards added to the system.
And that's the head of the Therapeutic Goods Administration, Professor John Skerritt, ending that report by Brooke Wiley.